Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Late in Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today I'm going to be talking about interfaces and the way they function as instructions. So, without further ado, let me get started. Interfaces. Let's briefly describe them first. They're what you interact with on a screen. They're the moment of discontinuity between what you do and what the computer is doing and where you learn to touch it, where you type, where you touch, open a screen, or whatever. And so on multiple levels, there are interfaces. So on the physical level, there's the point in which the human touches the computer, whether it's touch screen or keyboard or mouse, whatever. That's a moment of interface. A little bit more in terms of complexity, you have the various interfaces on a screen. So, for instance, when you open up an app, when you open up a web browser, all of those are interfaces. And then even more levels down, you get the way you interface and interact with a particular website, and then different functionalities. So let me offer a sort of brief summary there within a particular example. I want to log on to Facebook. I have to turn on my device, whether it's a tablet, phone, computer, and I have to turn that device on. Then I have to open up my web browser. Then I have to log into Facebook. And then even then, there's more interfaces because if I want to post a status update, I have to use that functionality. If I want to send messages, I have to use another functionality. And all of these functionalities have their own interfaces. Now, why is it so important? Well, if you go back and you listen to my other episode about empty state pages, you get a little bit of the idea that I'm after here. Every functionality and every interface needs to be labeled so that users, when they first encounter that interface, know what to do. But the reason why interfaces function as instructions is because they're meant to habituate instructions and turn instructions from something that needs to be told to them via writing, via someone else telling them what to do. You move from that type of interface to a habituated type of experiential interface. And the crucial kind of moment of realization here is once your users begin to habituate the interface's instructions, they no longer need those functionalities to be labeled. They ingrain them and turn them into instinct almost. It's the concept of naturalization that I've talked about in other podcasts. One excellent source about interfaces and the way they influence us is Brandon Hookway's book, Interface. That's the whole title. And it's a 2014 book from MIT Press. I find it to be an exceptionally useful book. You might think about checking it out from your local library or buying it. It's pretty cheap. I think it's about $20. Another article that's pretty good is Tina A.M. Carnegie's Interface as Exordium, which talks about how the interface cuts across all aspects of argument. It's sort of there at all moments. And then Jim Porter's Digital Delivery. And these are articles that if you want, you can contact me and I can send them to you if you'd like. But the important thing to remember here, and this is important not only because it helps with design, but also helps think about how people interact with your content, is that the interface is all about experience, and we don't normally associate those types of interactive experiences with instructions. We think of instructions as steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or we think about someone telling someone else what to do. We think about them as sort of being sometimes fairly reductive, and so the interface prompts us to think about instructions as habits, as experiences, and things to be repeated over and over again. And I always think about where can I go with this as a larger component, a larger point here. And for me, this is really helpful for thinking about sports and life, because interfaces, you can't just experience them once and then be successful at creating instructions. Users have to experience interfaces repeatedly in the same way that you have to repeat tasks oftentimes in a job, in a classroom, in sports. and you have to sort of practice. And so the crucial aspect that I believe interfaces bring to instructions is that they bring the concept of practice and repetition. All right. So I know that was a little bit of a deep moment there to end with. But again, if you have any questions, my email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is @mirrorsophistry. Once again, my Twitter handle is @mirrorsophistry. And as always, thank you for listening. Please get in contact with me if you'd like. All right. Take care. Bye.